From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pandemic-related effects have changed both the supply and demand of lumber, sending prices to record highs. Analysts say lumber production slowed due to stay-at-home and social distancing guidelines affecting mills. At the same time, more lumber has been purchased for work on home repair and expansion projects. Lumber prices have declined sharply since mid-September, but remain higher than the previous records set in 2018. Carrots, potatoes, lettuce, onions, and tomatoes were among the top 10 categories by volume in the third quarter organic produce performance report. The Packer.com reports as weather cools and meal preparation turns to heartier fare, organic vegetables are likely to play a significant role. Thanksgiving traditionally is a big occasion for certain organic produce items, but Brian Pixoto, sales manager for the California-based Lakeside Organic Garden, says it's uncertain what conditions will be like this year because of COVID-19. A U.S. grain export terminal near Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has loaded about 38,000 tons of U.S. soybeans for shipment to Brazil. That's unusual, according to AgWeb.com, because Brazil is the world's top exporter of soybeans and almost never needs imports. But this year, Brazilian growers have sold huge volumes to top importer China, leaving little for domestic consumption, and that has led to prices rising for animal feeding and meat packing operations in Brazil and contributed to food inflation. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.